Blog Talk Radio.
Live here on loudmouthradio.com in the greatest day of the day. January 29th is Thursday. In the studio with Sunny is live, and we are very happy to be on air tonight. As always, we hope that everyone has had a fantastic day thus far. It is close to the close of January already. This year has started to take off very quickly. But we hope that you've had an opportunity to already start putting in the atmosphere the things that you wish and desire for your new year. So if you're listening to us live, you have the opportunity to listen to us on air as well as on our studio lines. And I'm going to make sure you have all that information to follow us, as we're having a fantastic opportunity to have a very great guest on tonight, a up-close interview with the African DJ Black Coffee. Tonight we're broadcasting where you can actually talk to us directly online at 347-267-520. And if you're listening online, you can actually make sure you send us some tweets and Facebook indexes at Loudmouth Radio on Twitter, Loudmouth Radio Network on Facebook, as well as Loudmouth on Twitter. I am really excited about tonight's show. We have been working diligently to bring this show to the forefront. Jazzy and I both are big DJ Black Coffee fans. I think this guy has really put a stamp on what it is to be a house DJ internationally and open yourself up for the world to be able to see you. So tonight we hope to allow you to be able to hear what we have come to love about this gentleman. And by far I think that he's just really starting to get a lot of the recognition that he so deserves. And we had a great opportunity to see him perform live and an opportunity to sit with him and have an in-depth conversation with him, just some of the things that he's done and where he's headed. So tonight we will not disappoint with being able to hear some of this guy's music. So if you've never heard of DJ Black Coffee and you're like, okay, what's the hype, I think you're here tonight, and hopefully you'll become someone that follows him too. Now, for us, we actually want to make sure that everybody understands how to find us, and you can reach us on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio, and you're able to connect with us directly on loudmouthradio.com. If you are listening to our show on archives, you have the ability to look us up on TuneIn Radio, which reaches well over 50 million active listeners around the world. And we're also on Stitcher Radio, which allows us to come into millions of car dashboards. So if you have these beautiful systems in your car, on your tablet, on your phone, make sure that you are looking us up and find us on Loudmouth Radio Network. So tonight, I want to just make sure that you've had an opportunity to know what we've been doing these past couple weeks. We just went back on air for the new year in 2015, and we are really excited about our second year anniversary. And we actually became a two-year anniversary on air on radio for us online on January 25th, which was this past Sunday. So I think that this has been a great week to lead into our anniversary time period. We had a great show on Tuesday with Jazzy, with the Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers. Yesterday we played a repeat of a show that we did when we first got started. So we wanted to pay homage to our humble beginnings, and we had a very interesting topic online, Night Talk Live with Dale King and Sonny. Talking about the balance, the healthy balance of relationships. So if you didn't get a chance to hear any of this, go and archive our shows. You can go right to loudmouthradio.com and get all that good stuff. So without further ado, I want to give some opportunities for our media partners to get a little bit of recognition on our radio network. We're always so appreciative of them. And Jazzy, are you there with us too as well, honey?
I am here. I'm still really hoarse, so I know I sound terrible on air. It's a bad place to have a scratchy voice, and you are a radio host.
Yes, it is.
But I can say that I am grateful, because when we did the interview with DJ Black Coffee, I had little to no voice. It was a whisper.
Yes,
so I'm very grateful.
True.
Very grateful to have a little bit of voice this evening, and very glad to be a part of such a wonderful network and having our anniversary celebration. We've had just the most incredible run these last 2 years, and we've had some awesome people on the show and content on the show, and it's just going to get better. And tonight definitely is one of those iconic moments that we can say, wow. You know, we listened, we loved, and now we get an opportunity to say that we were able to interview. But not only interview, I really believe that we've made friends on Twitter over this last past year, but putting the Twitter fan and the Twitter friend, you know, face-to-face, it just became such a wonderful collaboration. And I know we're going to do some bigger
Absolutely.
And better with. You'll get to hear that tonight. So, you know, stay tuned and call in if you have a question that we might be able to answer for you at 347-826-7520. And, Madam Producer, I don't know what you have going on with your mic, but we're hearing some backlash on that mic, so you may want to check that out.
Oh, okay. Well, I will try to make some adjustments and see how we make that. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing, you know, some pop culture music over there, popping and static.
Everything. I know, right? okay, well, I'll make some adjustments over here. Is that hopefully that's a little bit better. We're going to have our media partners have a little bit of attention, and we're going to go right into Black Coffee's interview, and we're going to also play some of his, some of our favorite sounds of DJ Black Coffee. I guess it's safe to say, right, Jazz?
Yes, indeed.
And as always, if you want to connect with us or talk to us on the airwaves, you can call us at 347-826-7520. And let me recognize, I'm sure that there's some South African brothers and sisters that are tuning in to this show. Black Coffee has a huge following on Twitter with over 600,000 followers and over a million followers on Facebook. And I know when we were announcing the show, Jazz, and we were tweeting, and like you said, our relationship with him on Twitter is how we got to this point. People were like, okay, when is the show? And I believe they're about 6 to 8 hours ahead of us. So definitely there'll be some people archiving this show from different areas. And
yes.
I want to recognize somebody, too, that's very important. I want to recognize Gia, who's a part of Coffee's
team
in Berlin. She is. She was a really big help to us. She was very cordial and not even really thinking. You know, she's 6 hours ahead. And as we were corresponding, preparing for this coverage and coming to the event that he had that we covered in Miami, which was a great place. We really liked the place, the Electric Pickle. The venue in which DJ Black Coffee had his North American tour stop in Miami. So Uncle Booty Miami and Electric Pickle presented Black Coffee and Soulistic Music with his South African North American tour. And the opening set, DHM, Aqua Booty, they were hot. So, you know, homage to all the DJs that, yes, that played that night. They were all great.
Let me just give a shout-out to them because, seriously, they were a perfect opening for DJ Black Coffee. They were such a great opening. Like, you know, we followed Coffee from Atlanta to Miami because we love him, and we told them after the show, you are worth following. And so we'll be back in Miami definitely to give them some dance and some you know, head bowing and some hand raising because they were really, really awesome. Shouts out definitely to all of the people she mentioned. But also we want to say really quickly right up front, DJ Deb here in Atlanta, DJ Fire here in Atlanta, DJ Roy, those three. It's many, 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 many more. Definitely many more.
Oh, yes.
So we want to, you know, DJ Lola, we want to shout out to these people who really put it down here in Atlanta, really, really put it down. DJ Torres, these are people who introduced us. DJ Deb and DJ Fire introduced DJ Black Coffee to me years ago. And, I mean, when the beat hit, I just almost fell out in the middle of the floor.
I'm trying
and
to say,
wait a minute. Somebody's got to tell me who this is. And, you know, they play music so fast, and now that you come out of the trance, you go back and say, who was that? And they've already skipped over, like, four other people. So it
exactly.
took me a second
and you have to
round.
Go back and say, okay.
Right. It took me a
exactly.
second set when they were doing music to say, wait a minute, this one right here. And the song was Superman, which is one of my absolute favorites. And you'll hear in the interview something significant, sad but significant. About one of the music sets that he plays, Superman. But I had to give that shout out to them because really they love him as much as we do, and they really
That's
do
right.
an awesome job presenting his music and letting people know who he is amongst all of the other musicians that we won't even begin to name because we're going to leave somebody out for sure. But I wanted to give those shout outs to at least our homegrown DJs here in Atlanta. And
Absolutely.
Just so you know, if he really, right before the interview, DJ Coffee talked about how wonderful Atlanta is and how talented a lot of the DJs, singers, and artists are. So he knows Atlanta and loves this area.
Yes, it's true. And he actually speaks on it during the interview. So I think that it just goes to show how far and wide, you know, the house music culture is and how significant people are with following and supporting one another. So even as I was starting the conversation with him and I spoke about how he's one of the, you know, best DJs, I was saying he then had to open up and say one of the best DJs, and he's such a humble guy. So I'm excited about this opportunity to let the world hear just a little bit of our experience of being in his atmosphere during this time period in Miami. And the like I said, Electric Pickle, great area, great establishment,
cool.
And the atmosphere, the energy
was
great.
Incredible.
Yes,
yeah,
it was. So
there.
I want to definitely make sure that people get an opportunity. So we're going to get ready to get into this interview, and we'll also be mixing in some of his music. So if you love some of the things that you're hearing, by far, post it. Let us know how you feel about it, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to have some other connections with him along the lines, and I'm sure that's already in the future with us already, huh, Jazz? We've already kind of had an opportunity to speak some good things in existence with him. So
that he's agreed to, by the way.
Yes, yes. So we're excited about that. So we'll go ahead and cut the commercial, and we'll be back with our interview with DJ Black Coffee live in Miami.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family.
We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com. Are you ready for the best pizza, wings, subs, salads, desserts, and more? Stop by Pizza Day at 5248 North Henry Boulevard in Stockbridge, Georgia, open 7 days a week. Contact us for your daily lunch and dinner specials. You can like us on Facebook at It's a Pizza Day. Also, make sure you visit our website at itsapizzaday.com and order online. Delivery is also available, and if you haven't heard, let them know that you heard this on Loudmouth Radio.
All right. Well, we're back live on Loudmouth Radio, and we're going to take this opportunity to bring to you our interview sector with DJ Black Coffee. And if you haven't had an opportunity to check out our information online, make sure you go to loudmouthradio.com as well as our Facebook page. We have plenty of information for you to connect with this guy, and we will share his social media information. But we got a nice little segment, so I hope you enjoy it.
You ready? Okay. Okay, wonderful. So we are live here in Miami, Loudmouth Radio. Cannot begin to say that this has just got to be the epitome of house music's greatest DJ, one of the greatest DJs. I call him my South African prince. You just actually, last night, incredible. He had a
it was really the room, the atmosphere that was really, really
incredible. At the Electric Pickle. Now this is part of your tour that you're starting in the US. Is it the Afro Solistic?
We you know, we plan ahead, we give it a name, but this one we didn't do much planning, I mean giving it a solid name. But yeah, it was a North American tour. First show was in Mexico, the BPM Festival. Then I did San Francisco, I did Boston, I did Washington, Miami now.
Where's the next stop now?
The last one is New York.
New York?
Yeah,
oh,
tonight.
It's gonna be, and that's tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So I got to tell you, this is my total first experience hearing you and seeing you live. And it's so funny, Jazzy introduced me to you.
Yeah.
It's been about 3 years ago now, I think, Jazzy, something like that. Jazzy has no voice, guys, so
yeah,
she's just being the faithful servant behind the scenes right now. But for you, I know Red Bull was an essential aspect.
No, I was about to actually say, we met here. I came here, that was brought by Red Bull about... Maybe it was 2008 or 2009.
Okay.
I think that's when I met you here. I could be wrong, but I think
you're wrong. But it's our kindred spirits. You see,
you been to the conference around that time, 2007,
no,
2008?
No, 2007, 2008. I was in New Orleans for a majority of the year, but no, I actually. This is the funny part about it. I had not been introduced to you until Jazzy introduced me to you in the last few years.
DJ Pryor.
But I think. But you know, the funny thing is, you know how you hear music. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
So, you know, house music is a rich culture. And, you know, a lot of times you hear music and do not know who the artist or you have no clue.
So
And, you know, your sound is very distinctive. You know, the homage that, you know, of course, and I'm a drummer. So, you know, I just get high off, you know, you hear the African drum beat. And, you know, you're just not a DJ. You're a producer. You're a songwriter. Just very gifted. And what... Oh, yes. Okay. So we're on YouTube and we're looking at some things. So I don't know, for whatever reason, I know we saw this video before, but I don't know if we just didn't catch it at the search. You know, sometimes YouTube will buffer.
Yeah.
And you'll be sitting there looking like, okay, is this going to come on and start?
I know.
And we hear this rich baritone second tenor voice coming through the mic. And the lights come up. Jazzy's like, I did not know the black coffee could sing.
Oh.
So he's standing there, and he's got his tuxedo jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a distinguished gentleman. And he's getting it in, and then he just slips off, and next thing you know, he's behind the table, shirt off. He's ready.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm ready now. So for you, what brought you to, you know, become a part of the house music culture?
Firstly, it's just the love of music, you know. I just grew up around so much music, and I've always been drawn into it. You know, I'd look for it and find it wherever. At a young age, I started DJing, you know. But I was taking music lessons. I was in a music class in school.
Awesome.
But DJing on the side. When I finished high school, I went to a music college.
Okay.
I was studying music, but still DJing on the side. I was studying jazz, actually.
Okay.
But on the side, I was always DJing, and you know, I'm best around with classical music, but still DJing. You know, while I was studying, then I started getting into production.
Okay.
Because I was a DJ, then I started making songs that I could play.
Right.
So it grew from there. You know, in 2005, I released my first album, which was mostly remixes. For me, that was the beginning.
Establishing yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually the first time I won an award, you know, with that first album. Then I kept on working.
Let's prepare for
that.
Let's take a second. Did you stop for a second? You know, we'll... All right. So for you have collaborated with a lot of artists. I love your videos. Quite a few videos. And can I tell you, I'm so sick. Last night, the moment I decided to go downstairs to check on the rest of our group, he played Superman.
Oh.
I came back upstairs. I said, wait. Jazz is like, sweetie, you just messed it. I said, what? Oh, I was like, okay, I'm about to sit on the floor and cry.
Oh, no.
And it... She rubbed it in.
Yeah.
She said to me, she said, you know what? I think this was even better than just the regular track. I said, oh, you're not making this any better. I said, seriously? I was like, oh, okay. I was like, how long was I going? And then when our group came back up, I was looking at them like, y'all just don't know what I sacrificed to come back in and check on you.
I know.
But the energy was... It's so exhilarating, and oh my God. And I'm going to tell you something. What people fail to realize, I had a strategy. Let me tell you how bad my mind was flowing last night. I was so in the groove. I said, you know what? I feel that in our militaries, I think they should equip the tanks with some sound equipment and let your music just flow through.
Oh my God, you're so
cool. But let me tell you why. There's a logic to this. Music is its own energy, its own vibration, and it's a communication. And for me, house music is soulful, and it just does something in connection that brings people together, and they get lost in the moment of the sound and the essence of what's going on. And people just don't think about conflict. Because let me tell you something. Last night,
we were
standing right in front of you, and when I tell you people were. When I tell you, Black Coffee was giving it to him last night. This one guy was holding on to the table.
I
said, "What do you got to take your hand off the table?"
I know.
And I know we had at least 10 to 15 of our African brothers and sisters that was in the middle, and they were getting it. You know, you see, and I'm going to be honest with you. Now, you take that same crowd, that same type of, we were like this. We were on top of each other. Now, you go into some other arenas of different forms of music, and it would break out into fights, and, it doesn't work. So I think that it's important to know and recognize that, you know, your gift is just truly what it is. It's truly a gift. And, you know, I'm like, we need to really incorporate this. And I mean, just imagine if people shooting, you hear this in the house music just blam. I mean, you're going to be shooting. You're going to still shoot, but you're going to be like this. Wow.
You see what I did? Everybody would lay down their arms.
I'm trying to tell
true.
You.
They would lay down arms.
No,
music
true.
Is such a spiritual place to be.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I that's not to take away anything from any other house DJs.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many beautiful talented people right in Atlanta.
And around the world, New York, Chicago.
But the thing about with your music, you combine so many genres.
Yes.
I try, really.
I said, my background is everything.
Right.
You know,
and when you said classical music, I knew it.
Yeah, it's everything. I mean,
yes.
We even had our own, like, voice to men a cappella thing going, you know, with my friends. And
oh,
so
nice.
I've been exposed to, like, so many. I grew up to, like, Donny Hathaway, Curtis Mayfield's music. And, you know, I always look for that in a song. For me, if it doesn't touch me,
mm-hmm.
then
can't,
it's not done.
Can't do it, right.
You know, so I keep looking for that essence. When I create music, I want to be able to be touched by it. You know, it has to have all these elements. Then I'm happy, you know. And
yes.
I just hope that other people get it, you know.
And it thoroughly communicates through your song, through your sound, through, you know, your work ethic. You know, you just, at times you just step back and you just watch and see yourself, just lose yourself. It's like, you know, moments when you see Michael Jordan going to his own, you know. And it's those points when you're just looking at it. You're looking at a genius. All of us have genius within us.
Yes.
But it's until you tap into that higher place and you go so high that you're just there. And last night, totally, you know, for us, it that room, I don't even know how big the place was.
Yeah, I know.
But it was packed. I mean,
it is such an amazing space. I want to come back. You know, it's so intimate and the sound is amazing. I'm supposed to play for 3 hours. I played for 5 hours.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God.
You know, we couldn't leave. You know, it was really, really amazing.
And you know what, Coffee, thank you so much. And I know you've probably played in so many places, you know, from Miami to New York, across seas. And it's great. We see you in, you know, stadiums. But like you said, last night was such an intimate space. And, you know, the crowd thoroughly enjoyed what was going on and what was happening. So after this stop in New York, what's next for you?
I'm going home on Sunday, and then on Thursday, the flight to Europe, I'm going to Oslo, then London.
Nice.
And then on the 22nd again, well, go back home, do local gigs, and then on the 19th,
okay.
I go back to Europe again, and I'm doing Barcelona, Paris, Ireland.
Here's somewhere warm.
Then I go to Japan, I'm doing 3 shows the weekend after.
Nice.
So the year started on quite a high, you know, it's going to be a busy year. I'm working on an album. I'm trying to find, like, bigger artists and
to collaborate.
Yeah, like one of my dream collaborations right now is Sam Smith.
Oh,
you know,
we just talked about him the other day.
No,
he's hot.
That's what I'm chasing, you know, for the album. And, we on the same PR agency in London.
Okay, nice.
There's more there. I mean, there's Adele there as well. You know, if I could work with either of them, I'd be very happy. You know,
nice.
But that's where I want to take the music. You know,
yes.
I want it to stop being such a small thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd love to grow and work with, like, quite bigger artists without losing, you know, what
right.
we've built. You
of
know,
course. Of course.
Without changing and becoming. And
subculture,
and yeah,
yeah, you know, commercialized.
I'd wanna just grow and find different collaborations as I grow, but still keep the essence, you know, keep the music the way it is. So
mm-hmm.
I'm working on an album, and I'm hoping, like, really, really hoping that I can get some Smith on the album.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, one of your songs we have really incorporated into a lot of things that we've talked about, like We Are One. Yes, because there's so many things that's happening in the world. Jazzy and I, we launched this marriage equality campaign, and we talk about, you know, race and, you know, civil rights. There's just so many things, homelessness, there's so many issues.
Like right now in my country, there's an unrest. There's a lot of foreigners there, and while I'm away, I hear this story, a Nigerian guy shot a South African kid who was I think stealing or breaking into his shop.
Oh wow.
And he killed him, you know. then now the people are angry. They are preparing all the foreigner stores, and not just Nigerians, but any foreigner store is being looted. They're taking things. And,
oh, wow.
And
so it sounds like Ferguson.
The other day I put up a picture, and I wrote on the picture, "We are one."
Right.
What's he saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just works. It works everywhere, you know. It has a very powerful message, and it fits in this situation, you know.
And you know what we play it, and we tell people, okay, you know, this is our DJ. He doesn't endorse us with this, but we know he endorses what we mean.
Behind
it. Of course,
because
of course.
It's sad when you see stuff like what you're saying, you know, you see, we're dealing with a lot of homeless outreach in Atlanta and just all over the world. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to do a homeless tour, the radio network, and we have an outreach ministry called From Words to Action.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you see somebody hungry, or you see somebody shot, or you see somebody down
this is
out,
crazy.
Yeah.
We are one. I am because you are.
Of course.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
We use it all the time.
No, of course. For me, it is. Been the highlight of my career, that song, because like now I'm talking about Sam Smith. It was such a dream to work with you, Master Gale,
yes,
a legendary artist. And
yeah.
So I was trying to get him, and he was so busy.
And it shall be. If you desire it, we already speak it for you. We speak it in existence.
Good.
That it's already happening.
You sent us a flyer, and we said, "Oh, we're still there."
yeah, of course, man. That's
but
how it works.
We have a friend of ours that came in from London.
Wow.
And he had a ball last night.
We drove. He got in.
He just got off the plane 9 hours.
Then
and then got in the car for 10.
So,
yes.
You know, whatever you desire intended to be.
Yes.
Your whole career, we watched you.
Yeah.
Has gone from small.
I know.
Great.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
And look, I told Jazzy, I said, I don't know how we're going to do this. I said, Jazzy, we're going to collaborate with Black Coffee on some things. We have some powerful things that's going on.
Let me know.
And we are coming to South Africa, so we're going to let you know.
No, please. No, please let me know.
We would love to get you into Atlanta for a homeless tour.
All right, let me know. I know, man. I know. And I mean, when I had the opportunity to work with the old man, and I thought, what song? I mean, I do house music. What would I like him to sing on a song?
Yeah.
You know?
And there we have the first part of our interview with DJ Black Coffee. And I have to tell you, we actually, Jazz, we had a very interesting weekend in collaboration with this because of the fact that DJ Black Coffee has been on tour, and he basically came in a few hours before his show that night. And we had to reorchestrate our interview session with him, which ended up being the following day at his hotel. So in the beginning of what you would hear with this interview was us actually in the lobby of the hotel talking with him the day after the actual event, which took place that Friday night before. So hopefully during the playback of what we've been able to display of the first part of this interview, we're able to hear just some of the true feeling that he has in regards to his music and his ability to connect and his desire to stay on the ground with the culture of house, deep house music that he's built from South Africa into other countries. And he made a significant factor of mentioning the desire to collaborate with Sam Smith. Jazzy there with us. And Adele.
Yeah.
And Adele. So he mentioned the factor of, he mentioned the factor of wanted to do these collaborations, and that he was actually a part of the same PR. He's being represented by the same PR team that's working with Sam Smith. So I'm sure that is going to be an exciting collaboration once that does come into fruition. And, you know, beyond that, we had an opportunity to just kind of touch on you know, some of the things that's going on in this country. He mentioned, you know, some of the uproar and uprising in Africa, South Africa. where there's just been a lot of things going on as well as, you know, a part of the world. So I think it's very important, you know, even if you have not been formally introduced to house music, I think that it's something that is a music that's a genre of music that's a safe content music for all ages to hear, and it just really has an upliftment when it comes to the sound and the feeling that it comes across. Would you agree, Jazz?
I definitely do, which is one of the things that we were saying, the house music and definitely the way he mixes and how he brings sounds together and different genres of music together. It's a spiritual thing. It really is a spiritual essence at that moment. You are not black or white or gay or straight or Indian or African. You are just one, and that's why that piece of music is so essential for us, and we say it all the time here, and we said it to him. We wanted to let him know that this is what we say all the time on air, is that that song is so, it's so touching. It moves you. It engages you in the message. And so, you know, and that's the reason why we play it, because everything about that song resonates for so many things. And I think you're playing it now, so I'm going to step back and I'm going to listen a little bit.
That is definitely one of our infamous favorites of DJ Black Coffee, We Are One. And he actually spoke a little bit about this track and the development of it and the collaboration, which was huge for him. And if you have not had an opportunity, you can go online and actually look at the video that was shot during the actual segment of the song, so listenmusic.com. He does have a channel on YouTube. And we are going to continue our segment of our interview session with DJ Black Coffee and play a few more of some of our favorite songs. So as we continue with this, we are actually in Miami with DJ Black Coffee, right in the Miami Art District area, in the financial area of Miami, in a beautiful hotel. And I want to definitely share with our listening audiences that we will be, we're still working on the editing of some of the footage that we got during the actual performance that night with DJ Black Coffee. And because of the coverage, and there was a lot of, oh, my God, the actual show went till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So when I tell you that the energy was awesome, and we had a great time, and
he was only supposed to play 3 hours. He ended up mixing five.
Exactly, it was like people did not want him to stop.
No, I didn't want him to stop.
I know, right? And I'm just really excited about have an opportunity to have a meeting of the minds of people who have the same thought process when it comes to peace. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. What's she doing over there? I think she's all choked up. Put your hands up in the air. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that.
I'm choking.
I know, put your hands up in the air so you can breathe. But, you know, I wanted to let everybody know because they weren't able to see. I had absolutely no voice. Like, I had lost it all. I could barely get out of whisper. And every time I wanted to scream, like, I wanted to say how great this was and scream out yes or something, I wasn't able to. So all I could do was give him faces. It was insane.
I know. It was crazy.
It was terrible.
You hear her faintly speaking in the background, and she's trying, but it was nothing coming out. You already are a little soft-spoken, so to have no voice is already rough, honey. I was so sorry for you.
Oh, my God, it was so but you know what? The energy was incredible. Shouts out to all of the African brothers and a few sisters, but definitely the African brothers from all over showed up in the front row. And we're going to post pictures so you can see some of the amazing faces and the energy, and it was just insane. I'm telling you, it was insanity. But they just put on an entire show right there
in the forefront of the right up on the stage. So I think by far we got a lot of pictures, a lot of video of that. So we're going to definitely keep you posted on that. Just kind of stay with us. We'll be posting it on our loudmouthtv.com site.
Can't wait to go through all of that footage. Let me interrupt you. I'm straining so hard to try to speak and be heard in this microphone. So if I sound crazy and if you hear a lot of background lisps, know that it's because I'm really trying desperately to tell you guys something. So that's all I
gotta
say about
that.
It does.
Yeah, it does have a little speed of fatter. But let's go ahead and get back to this this other sector. We have a few sectors of the interview we want to go ahead and share and bring you back a little more DJ Black Coffee.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Like they told me, like the night before, that tomorrow he's coming.
Yeah.
And I had no music. I hadn't done anything. And then I just locked myself in the studio. I was really nervous. Started working on the song.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, let me write this kind of a song. You know, he'll be the greatest man to carry the message.
Absolutely.
You know, it's actually me who sing on the chorus or on the song.
Oh, wow.
Because it was an idea. I thought, let me sing.
So you had to make it work all the way through.
Yeah, let me sing, and I'll replace the vocals as long as he gets to the studio and there's something laid down.
And then
you
end up keeping
cool.
it?
Yeah. And then towards the end, I put my son on to sing.
Oh, wow. I love it.
You know,
yeah,
because so
even in the videos, a lot of children in it.
Yeah.
She has no voice.
I know. So,
that is amazing.
And then, so there's three generations on the song.
Absolutely.
You know, and then when I spoke to Louis Vega to do a remix,
mm-hmm.
he also did the same on the remix. He put his son on.
That's amazing.
His wife is on the vocals as well, harmonizing. You know, also on the remix, it's also three generations, you know. It's a very, very special song. It's really, really, really special.
And that's what I'm talking
about. How does your family deal with all of this?
It's crazy, you know. It's crazy. It has been such a journey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's a lot of sacrifices, you know. And they're cool with me traveling, but at times I feel for them. You know, I feel like now I was talking to my wife, and I said to her, I'm leaving on the 19th. She's like, again?
Okay.
You know.
Does she ever travel with you?
Yeah, of course. I'm actually
okay.
thinking of taking her with me on the 19th. She's like, again? I'm like, yeah. She's like, for how long? And I know it's like, from there I'm going to go to Japan. I couldn't say. I'm like, I think it's just for the weekend.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Slowly bring, you know, the information to her. I can't
Absolutely.
Say, I'm going again for, you know.
Yeah.
Another week or so.
But she,
tell us when you're going to tell her so we won't air this.
No.
As soon as you get home, you let her
know.
No.
She's been very supportive, you know. My whole family has been really amazing. And I'm very blessed to have, you know, such a backbone, you know, like the people that I work with.
Yes.
And people see me, you know, I'm the one who's shining, you know, but I have a team of people that
it takes don't a team, sleep. It takes a village.
Make sure I look good, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a very strong team, and I feel very blessed.
Is it Gia? We pronounce it right?
See, Gia's new. I haven't even met Gia.
She is wonderful.
Gia's in Berlin.
Yes.
You know,
she is amazing.
We're on the 25th floor. She said, okay, he's coming down.
Yeah.
She has been awesome.
Yeah.
And it's people
yeah.
like that make the dream work.
Of course, man.
And it's a blessing. It truly
really
is.
She's based in Europe. My manager was staying in France. He just moved to New York. And back home, I have an office. I have a big team of people working. If we're doing South African things, my South African team is working on it. If it's outside, there's other people outside. So, you
Absolutely.
Know, I have a very strong team.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
Very evident. Now, tell us about this beautiful heart with eyes.
Yes, it's a shirt last night. Yeah,
you know,
I saw that.
Everything, everywhere, all the time, so people
it's just,
don't know.
It's just a Japanese clothing label. With a French name, it's called Comme des Garçons. But this is like their playful, I don't know, like sister label called Play.
Okay.
I just love it. And every time I travel, I always look for it.
That
it's very
so
hard
cool.
to find. So when I was in San Francisco now, I went to another, I always Google.
Okay.
You know, where am I going to find it in each city? You know, I always go and you know. But it's just a clothing brand that I really like.
That's awesome.
Okay, so now we have to sing you a loud mouth shirt and have the big mouth on.
I know, right? We're going to have to sing you something with our big red and black and white logo.
Bring it.
That's what we do. So, you know, we're up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It
doesn't tire.
It doesn't tire.
No.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
I know, right? And I'm going to tell you what's amazing. This just goes to show that, you know, people talk about social media and try to give it a bad name. But we have truly built a great relationship
yeah.
with you. And this is our first time physically meeting.
Yeah.
But
like
when we,
like
yes.
Yeah.
And it's like when we embraced, you can just feel the energy of the spirit and just say, this is absolutely
no,
what I expected
really
it to be.
No, it's really done amazing things for all of us, really.
Yes.
I mean, I started traveling almost 10 years ago, and no one knew, you know,
yeah.
that I'm traveling, and I couldn't communicate my gigs
yeah.
with anyone. And, I mean, in the past 3-4 years, because of social media.
Yeah. You have over 800
It's like we just hit a million on Facebook.
Thousand Twitters and
yeah.
Twitter followers.
So I'm able to communicate, and, you know, like, even last night, people, what time are you playing? I'm able to answer back and say, come
exactly.
And play at one. And it's really, really, really good. Great.
And it helps with issues, because, you know, we had issues getting tickets for other people who were traveling.
Yeah.
So it helps.
You didn't need to be here. Yes.
You know, let's check that out.
Yes.
So there's no hiccups with your shows.
Yeah.
Right.
And say, well, we know you have to go.
Yes, you have to catch your flight.
How can we find you? We know.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, it's Real Black Coffee, Instagram the same, Black Coffee on Facebook, yeah, that's it.
And your website is
Absolutely. We're still working on on my personal one.
Okay.
But I mean, for bookings, it's bookings@solisticmusic.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank
this
you.
Has been wonderful. And if you do not know, please look up. If you truly love music and you're a house head, this is somebody you need to know. If you're just a music lover, yes. So we are going to go ahead and conclude this time period live on Loud Mouth Radio.
No.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Great content and the right media branding mix to deliver a great service. Here at Loudmouth Radio Network, we intend on doing both and exceeding our own expectations. Advertising on loudmouthradio.com provides you a cost-effective vehicle to brand your business repeatedly, providing you packages that consistently announce your business without breaking the bank. Despite the traditional high price tag that traditional radio brings, it makes sense to become a media partner with Loudmouth Radio that provides you an already built-in multimedia campaign to push your brand out. Make sure you contact us today, and any of our specialists with Loudmouth Media Brand will be able to help you get out further. Contact us today at 706-363-3895. And don't forget, visit us online at loudmouthradio.com.
Hi, my name is Carolyn McKenzie. I'm founder and president of Mental Health in the African American Community. Suicide claims about 40,000 lives every year in the United States. Traditionally, African Americans have felt that suicide wasn't as much of a problem as it is in other communities. However, a pattern has emerged among African Americans that could contradict reports of low suicide rates among blacks. Mental Health in the African American Community is a national nonprofit organization based in Stockbridge, Georgia. I started this agency because my niece had a mental breakdown and stabbed me and killed herself. We are doing something. Every Monday night, we have an open discussion called Let's Talk About It. Please come check us out at 125 Eagles Landing Parkway, Suite 121B in Stockbridge, Georgia. For more information, call 770-873-4496. That's 770-873-4496. Or visit our website, mhiaac.org, mhiaac.org.
Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family. We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com. You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
We have been blessed to hear tonight DJ Black Coffee, our South African Prince, as I call him. This has been an amazing, amazing, amazing time for us as a radio network. And, you know, for our listeners, I hope that you are able to archive and listen to this show and get some of the essence of what we have feel and made connection from this brother who's such a humble guy. And he's got a great story. Even if he doesn't share it vividly, he has a great story, and I was very humbled to find out more about him, you know, after our interview, just because I was so intrigued with his skills and so many things that he has managed and been able to do as a DJ, as a producer, as a songwriter. You know, he's just a talented visionary, and I have just a lot of respect for him. And I just feel so blessed. I feel that Jazzy and I both were blessed to have the opportunity to really meet with him and hug him and embrace him and know that I always find it to be wonderful when you think that you already have connected with someone, even though you hadn't physically come face-to-face. And then when you do come face-to-face, you can see that everything that you were feeling of that vibration was true. And
right.
I think that we truly got that full essence of him over the couple days that we had to spend that time with him. So I just basically that's all I have. Jazzy, you can definitely go ahead and give your input. I just wanted to play some of our favorites tonight, which we did on air. And definitely go online to his website, blackcoffee.dj, find out more about what's going on and different things that he's doing.
Well, you know how I feel about it. He's just one of my favorites. And like you said, I mean, I could mimic what you said when it comes down to his humbleness and just his genuine self. He's just such a real person, and I'm very, very honored to have had that opportunity to love his music, and his presence was just a joy. So until we have him here in Atlanta, Loudmouth Radio and From Words to Action Outreach Ministries are working with him shortly to get him back to Atlanta to do awesome things. And I'm so happy to know that a person who has his stature, and when I say that, I just mean when you become popular in the public and loved for your skill and your gift, a lot of times people will get really big-headed, you know, and they don't want to do small venues or they don't want to support anything. You know, it's just about who they have become. And it's just a blessing to know that he is still in that space where he can come to an Electric Pickle. And that place is so cute, but it's small.
Yes, it is.
Intimate. And so for him not only to come there, but 5 hours instead of 3 hours, because the people were hungry for the energy and the love of the music, it's just such a blessing. So when we asked him, would he come and support our homeless tour, he was like, of course, you know, here's my information, let's make it happen. And to see that and to know that people are able to come and see and hear and know that he's supporting their success, even in their poverty. And what I mean by that is people are still successful and still lovable and still wanted and still needed, even when they're living on the street. And he's saying, yes, you know, whatever I can do to help them come up and come out is what I'm willing to do. So we are looking to work with him this year, definitely work with him toward coming this year and or next year. So we definitely love him for that and love his family for giving him all of the support that they do and his staff. And, you know, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to do some things with him as a company. But we're just excited about this interview and this opportunity. So, you know, that's all I have to scream out of the squeaky voice this evening.
Exactly. I think that, you know, you summed it up in so many words. And, you know, we can only try to give as much as we can to the enlightenment that we have. And like I said, I'm going to definitely encourage our listeners to just stay with us, because I will be posting the video footage of that weekend. It was incredible. And definitely stay with us on that. It'll be on loudmouthtv.com again. And so next week we want to make sure that you are listening to us online as we go into a new episode with the Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers. And Jazzy will have a couple authors on as they have their Bare Truth book review. So there's going to be a great show.
No, it's the Bare Truth Book Report.
Okay.
Get it right. Get it right, Madam Producer.
I stand corrected, because I definitely think it's on as book review, but hey, I could be wrong. But definitely want to continue to just stay lifted and say to our community to embrace the new year. And make sure you know you take advantage of any and everything that it is in your desires for the year and in your life, and don't wait for someone to give you the key. Just go ahead and step out on faith and do the things that are most important to you, and you won't regret, you know, not taking action. So that's all I have, Jazz. Do you have anything else for us, darling?
That's all I have to say about that.
Amen. So we bid you farewell, and we'll see you next week on Loudmouth Radio. Good night.